VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Human Rights Watch said in a report released Thursday that Israel has committed war crimes and crimes against humanity in the Gaza Strip, including massive forced displacements that amount to ethnic cleansing. Around 90% of the territory's population has fled their homes, with many displaced multiple times. A new report released by the New York-based rights group said people have been killed while evacuating under Israeli orders and in Israeli-designated humanitarian zones, where hundreds of thousands are crammed into squalid tent camps. Israel has not yet commented on the report. It declared war on Hamas after the militant group's October 7th terrorist attacks on Israel. As President-elect Donald Trump continues to announce his cabinet nominations, it is clear loyalty rather than experience is paramount in his choices. Matt Gaetz once faced a sex trafficking investigation by the Justice Department he could now lead. AP's Lisa Dwyer has more.
Gaetz submitted his resignation from Congress, launching an 8-week clock to fill his seat. It also ends a long-running ethics investigation. Gaetz was under scrutiny by the House Ethics Committee over allegations that included sexual misconduct. The Justice Department's investigation into sex trafficking allegations involving underage girls ended last year with no federal charges against him. By stepping down, the bipartisan panel no longer has jurisdiction over Gaetz, rendering the probe and the subsequent report effectively dead. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This COP is about the world.
France's ecology minister pulled out of the UN climate summit COP29 over unacceptable remarks by Azeri president Ilham Aliyev. Aliyev used a speech on Wednesday to attack Paris for alleged colonial crimes and human rights violations in its overseas territories, notably in the troubled Pacific archipelago of New Caledonia. French Environment Minister Agnès Pannier-Runacher slammed the remarks as deplorable and said she was canceling her trip to Baku. This is VOA.